Welcome to Cultimatum, the podcast uncovering the dark realities of cults and human trafficking. I'm your host, Anonymous Andrew, and each week we dive deep into the manipulation, control, and courageous escapes that define these worlds.
And I'm Melody, Andrew's co-host. Having experienced the depth of a cult firsthand, specifically the House of Yahweh, I am here as an advocate for fellow survivors.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests are their own and do not reflect the official policy or position of Cultimatum or its affiliates. The content discussed on this podcast are based on personal experiences and should not be construed as factual or legal advice. Neither the host nor the guest are liable for any statements made during the episodes. Listeners are encouraged to conduct their own research and seek professional advice where appropriate.
And before we dive into today's episode, we want to issue a trigger warning. Some episodes may cover explicit and potentially disturbing subjects such as sexual abuse, rape, human trafficking, suicide, and other sensitive subjects. Listener discretion is advised. Hey, Cultimatum fans, before we dive into today's episode, we need a tiny favor from each of you.
That's right. If you love what you hear, please take a moment to rate and review us on Apple and Spotify.
Your support helps us to reach new listeners and bring more awareness and attention to these important topics.
So tap that star rating, drop a quick review, and help us spread the word. It really does make a difference.
Thank you so much for tuning in and for your amazing support. We truly appreciate each and every one of you. Now let's get started with the show.
Here we go. Welcome to Cultimatum Podcast, the culture of cults and human trafficking. And my name is Anonymous Andrew, and it is my pleasure tonight to have with me my co-host, Melody Post. And Melody, it's all yours. Tell the folks what we're doing tonight.
Well, we are doing a bonus episode where we're celebrating 1 year of Cultimatum. And we have had in the past year, I'm going to like list off some of our achievements or milestones. We have had a total of 63 episodes for 35 different cults with over 10,400 downloads in 66 different countries. We have over 685 followers on TikTok. We have over 460 followers on Instagram. We have over 420 subscribers on our YouTube channel. We have over 150 followers on Pinterest and over 320 members in our Facebook group.
And wow. Wow. And just to give the audience a little bit of a gauge of how well that is. So as everybody knows, I am Anonymous Andrew, and I'm an executive producer of the Anonymous Andrew Podcast Studios. And I started a podcast called, at the time, the Anonymous Andrew Podcast. Then it became the Modern Dating Podcast. And now it's called Digital Dating. And I have been nurturing that and working on that for 2+ years. And I don't have as many downloads as Cultimatum has now. So Cultimatum has surpassed my first podcast, which I am proud of. It's, and let's just start this episode off with the kudos. If it wasn't for Melody, this podcast would not be where it is today. It'd be running, it'd be up and running, but I don't think we would have had all those numbers that she just read off to you. I could not have done that. And just so the audience knows, I am the executive producer, which means that I'm the one that owns the title and the name and all that stuff. And I have the technology behind it. Like I have the Riverside, which we record on, and I do the editing. But Melody is the one that does all the promos. So all the promos you see on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Pinterest, all everything she just mentioned, those are hers. That's her art creativity on Canva. Right, Canva? You use Canva?
I do use Canva. That's correct. Yep.
Okay. And she's the one that vets the guests. She goes out and recruits the guests, and she sometimes pre-interviews them. And again, I'm going to be fair and honest and just say I would not have time to do all of that. So if it wasn't for Melody, I am the luckiest co-host in the podcast world because I have a fantastic co-host.
While I greatly appreciate that, Andrew, which I do, I so appreciate you appreciating me, but I'm going to throw the props back to our audience, because without you guys,
yes,
we would not be here. We would not have any of this. We need you as listeners. We need your support, and we need you to keep coming and listening to our episodes and following us on our different platforms. So thank you to all of you for all the support you have given us throughout the year as well. We appreciate each and every one of you. Absolutely.
And I'm going to throw in there, while we do have the following, all the numbers that she just read, we could use more. And I don't mean necessarily just like, don't follow us. Yeah, you could follow, but we need more review. Reviews are very, very, very important for the algorithm. So if you're like an audience member and you are looking for a cult podcast, because you maybe just got out of a cult, you're thinking, and you type in cult podcast, whether you're on podcast or Spotify, it starts searching for the ones that have the highest ranking. And I'm going to be honest here. We're doing 5.0 for quite a while. And then somebody came along and gave us a 3-star rating because he or she didn't like something about the word God. I don't remember what the review was, but he gave us 3 stars. And then everything else was 5 stars after that. And then somebody else came along and I think gave us 2 stars, something like that. And I don't remember what they wrote, but it knocked us down to a 4.6. So we really would like that rating to go back up to like a 4.8. It'll never be a 5. Once anybody goes below 5, it'll never, unless we get 1 million ratings, and then I think logically it just has to go up. But, you know, we're talking years down the road. So if you're listening, please,
yes,
take a moment. If you're on Apple and Spotify, stop, follow, and give us a quick review at the bottom. All you got to do is click on the 5 stars, write a little blurb about why you like the podcast. And if you really have an issue with some of the things, like, let's talk about this for a second. There was a woman who didn't like the fact that she thought that I was interrupting a guest too many times. And, you know, Melody and I went back and listened to the episode and frankly couldn't find where I interrupted her, you know, and I've been more conscious of that. I said, well, just because I didn't see it, she heard it. So something bothered her and she gave us a low rating. What I would like is if you listening to the podcast and you like the content, you like the guests, you like the format, but if I or Melody or maybe there's a technological issue that keeps happening week after week, reach out to us and let us know.
Yes.
You know, but it's a little,
please, please do it via email, not in our ratings.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at, right?
Yes,
share us an email.
We don't mind listening to your input and taking it into consideration.
Oh, invite the criticism. What do you call that? Constructive criticism, please. If there's something you don't like the music, if you don't like, if I am interrupting, whatever. I know I'm not the perfect podcast host, and I do host 3 podcasts, but I have a long way to go. But it is Melody and I's passion to do this, and we want to bring you the best content and the best quality of a podcast that we can. But we're going to make mistakes, and yes, it could be
we're learning as we go. I mean, it has progressively, we've gotten better as we've gone. Just through experience, right? You improve. That's just the natural way of things.
Just so the audience knows, also, let's just let them in on something because they may hear this sometimes. Melody is on a older type internet connection, and so she's got a delay. So in the early stages of the early episodes of us, when a guest would answer or talk, and then I would want to answer or reply or ask a question, Melody wouldn't hear that for almost 3 seconds. So then she hears it, then she comes in, but I'm already asking the question. So we didn't really understand that or learn that till about 10 or 15 episodes in, why that was happening. So now she and I have a system where we try, we use the text, we use the chat within the program. When we're doing video, we have verbal cues. So we don't talk over each other as much. So if you listen to some of the earlier episodes, you'll hear a lot of us talking over each other.
Yes.
Also, I want to mention that if we have time for it, each of us are going to mention some of our favorite episodes from the past year. And I was listening to one of the ones that I liked, and I just wanted to refresh my mind. And it was so much, I don't want to say poor quality, but it was like 40 episodes ago. So I have already seen the quality in the better quality in the editing, in the music. And so you've seen that we're learning and we're growing as we go along. All right.
Yes,
I'm going to get off my soapbox. Melody, go ahead. You have some other things you want to talk about.
I think we'll start with how the podcast got started. We covered Twin Flames Universe, and we have 6 episodes on that specific topic. Episodes number 5, 7, 11, 14, 22, and 23. So if you want to learn more about the Twin Flames Universe, those episodes are available. You can go back and listen to those episodes. And you've probably heard Andrew describe it, but if Andrew wants to kind of do a quick rundown again of what got him interested into the podcast, the cult podcast world, we'll go through that.
You know I do. And let me just say this too. When I wanted, so the Twin Flames is what started this podcast. I was doing episodes of the Twin Flames on my dating podcast, and people were complaining. I literally had an audience listening for the dating tips and advice and whatnot. And all of a sudden, there was an episode about a cult. And those episodes did very well, because I think the cult community heard about it on Facebook or TikTok or whatever. But the audience, my digital dating audience, were like, hey, that's not what we're tuning in for. So that's when I decided to branch off, and I started to go on Facebook and look around. And I, like many of us, we just go to Facebook. If you want to join a group, you type in the name of the group or the type of the topic. And I typed in cults, and I stumbled upon Melody's group, which is called, help me out, Melody, it's called
Cult Escape and Recovery.
Escape and Recovery Support Group. And I posted in there that something about that I'm looking to start a podcast about cults. And Melody was the administrator, and she approached me, and we chit-chatted. And I interviewed her, so she was one of my first interviews after the Twin Flames. But I had come across the Twin Flames during the dating podcast, because I watched a documentary on Netflix and Amazon, and somebody contacted me from England and wanted to come on and talk about that. And her story was romantic in nature. So her and her fiance were twin flames, not the cult twin flames, but the Greek mythology twin flames. And she wanted to, I guess, out the Twin Flames universe cult, saying that what they're doing is not the true twin flames concept. So from day one, I've had it out for the Twin Flames universe, meaning that I think they're an abomination. They're scamming young adolescents and teenagers and young adults. And I'm not going to go off on, this is supposed to be an anniversary episode, but that's what started it all, was the Twin Flames universe cult, and which also crosses over. And Melody just put out a promo for our anniversary. And in there, somebody mentions that the Twin Flames cult is an online cult. And there is a whole new breed of cults popping up now that they're strictly online. And I have a very, very poor memory, so Melody helped me out. But I think her name is Taylor Marie, and she was an astrology. Yeah, right. Okay, I got it right. She was an astrology member of an astrology cult online. And so it's just an example of how many cults are now popping up online. Of course, you got the TikTok dancers. I don't know, you know, if they're making a big splash or not, but online cults are really making a splash.
Yes. And she's also known as Black Moon Taylor.
Right.
The cult she covered was Mystic Rebels, and her episode is number 44. So if you're interested in going and listening to that episode, I will also add in there that we actually would have 8 episodes on Twin Flames, except for we did have to remove one.
Mm-hmm.
Episode number 4 has been removed. It's been replaced with a small explanation as to why. Andrew and I just did a quick little episode on that. But that was because Twin Flames Universe went after the guest. And
the first guest, the one that came to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. The one that came for me from England and asked us to take it down because they were threatening her.
Yes.
And of course, we didn't want to, but we had to at the request of the guest. And of course, all of our guests are the most important.
Exactly. We honor those kind of requests. So, and just so you know, if you wanted to come on the show, that, you know, yeah, if for some reason you needed your episode, because it's not the only episode we've had to take down. We've had to take some down for lawsuit reasons and other reasons as well. So as a matter of fact, well, that'll kind of segue us into what I'm going to talk about next, which is ex-JWs, or ex-Jehovah's Witnesses. And we have 6 episodes on the ex-Jehovah's Witnesses. Episode number three, who was Gary. If you remember, Gary was an ex-elder of the ex-JWs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then episode number 19, which was Lucia, who was an author of a book in the UK, and her book was called Escaping the Shadows. And then Scott Homan, episode number 45, Witnesses Underground, which he was that's a documentary if you want to go watch a documentary on Jehovah's Witnesses. But the one that was removed of Jehovah's Witnesses was number 24. And then we also had Josh Morton, who wrote Jehovah's Fucking Witnesses. He's the author of that book. Yeah. And then we had the married couple, Nathan and Amber, who came on, who speak out. Both of them have their own TikTok channels, and they speak out against the ex-JWs on TikTok. I had a really hard time picking an absolute favorite episode, but those were all good episodes. And we appreciate each and every one of those guests for coming on and sharing their stories as well, because we did learn a lot about the JWs. I mean, Andrew learned Pimo.
Yeah.
And Pomo.
Oh, it's amazing what I picked up, because when I got into this with Melody at the beginning, all I knew was Twin Flames. And I just, from the documentary, and I really had no idea what I was getting myself into. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm learning so much about the cult world. So let's talk about this for a brief second. The dynamic that we put together with Melody and I. So Melody, as everybody knows, is a ex-cult member, cult survivor. And I couldn't possibly do this solo. I could not interview guests because I don't have the knowledge, the background, the experience that Melody has to know what questions to ask, what not to ask, or how to ask a question. And while sometimes if you're a regular listener, you know I do go rogue and I'll come out with a question out of left field. And it kind of makes, we haven't had any complaints about that, but it kind of makes for a good dynamic because you have a podcast host who is just a 60-year-old man who has a passion for podcasting, but I've always had also a passion for helping people or being in the support community. And I've run support groups. I'm in AA myself and, you know, yada, yada. But when I heard Melody's story and I heard the things that were going on in Twin Flames and then the first couple of guests, I then became very interested in this. All right, let me say that. Do you have another thing, Melody, or
I have
before we go on?
I have some other episodes here, but if you're wanting to specifically jump ahead to a specific episode or you want to say something else, you can go ahead.
Well, I did pick a favorite, but of course it's like asking a parent to pick a favorite child. You can't. So Melody mentioned we have 63 episodes. There's no way that we could go back and look over them or even listen to them and pick the favorite one. But I did write down 3 of the top topics or cults that guests that I enjoyed. Listen, I enjoyed all of them, but the ones that I found either very educational, very inspirational, or educational or entertaining. And of course, the podcast isn't here for entertainment. It's here for education and to support those guests. But we did have a couple of good laughs, and we did have some people come on and tell their stories, and not all the cults have horrible sexual abuse and horrible children abuse and emotional abuse. Some of them, one of my favorite, right off the bat, Twin Flames, all the episodes we did on them. And I don't think we're done with them. I'm sure I would love to get a current Twin Flame ex-member, because the ones that we did are already either a year or 2 old. So I'd love somebody from Twin Flames, if you're just getting out of that cult, we'd love to have you on the show. But the second one that I chose, because I thought this man is doing an incredible job, and Melody helped me out with the number, but it was the episode with the cult hunter.
Do
you know what episode that was?
Siren Warner, the cult hunter, 42. Yep.
Siren Warner, the cult hunter. And Siren is a journalist, and he is blowing up on TikTok with his cult videos about, and he investigates all these cults, and he came on the show and he did, I thought he did a great job. And it's just another person in the world that's advocating for the members of current members and ex-members of the cult. So between, so Twin Flames and cult, and I'm going to say my third, my top one. After you, well, so why don't you go now?
Okay. Well, I will say, because we've already mentioned it, that one of my top three, I did have a hard time picking, but I had a hard time picking like you, but I will say that I really enjoyed our episode with Josh B. Morton, the one who wrote Jehovah's Fucking Witnesses. And he's a younger guy. I want to say he's in his mid, and he's just come a long way for only, I think he came out during COVID, if I remember correctly. So he's only been out for like 5 years, and he's doing a lot in the online platforms to help fellow survivors. He's written his book, and he's just really a deep thinker for his age. And it was a really entertaining and good interview. And that was episode number 47, if you want to go listen to that episode as well.
Yeah, I do remember that one. And while I have this fresh in my mind, during the holidays, Easter and Passover, I was with my family, and I told Melody this. I ran into a wife of one of my cousins who's from Argentina, and she's a journalist. And she had heard through the family that I had podcasts, and she just sat down. We were having Easter dinner, and she just kind of sat next to me and asked me about what kind of podcast. And I said, I do cults, and her eyes lit up. She is an investigative journalist from Argentina that covers cults. She gave her cults to go investigate. One of the episodes that, I shouldn't say episode, maybe cults. One of the cults that I also really enjoyed covering was the Luz del Mundo. And of course, the first one was with Judith Castillo. Which episode was that, Melody?
That's episode number 20.
Okay, then, episode number 20. Yep. We had Judith come on. And then maybe four episodes.
Just last week. Yeah. Just last week, we did our second interview with an ex-Luz del Mundo. And her name was Lisa Flores.
Yeah, and this journalist from Argentina, she did investigate the Luz del Mundo, and she was very surprised that I even knew about them. And I think people from south of the border think us Americans are just like in the dark. But yes, she was very impressed that I knew about them. Plus, they also speak a little Spanish, so I spoke to her in Spanish a little bit. She gave me some breaking news, which I encouraged her to keep in touch with me. She's investigating a cult that is in Mexico, that's where they're based and starting, and they're kidnapping children. And now we're not sure if it's a cult or the cartel or just a criminal, like a mafia, like the Mexican mafia, but they're kidnapping children.
Or a human trafficking organization.
Or human trafficking, which is, we do cover that as well. And they're taking them to places, sexually abusing them, and live streaming that on the dark web. And wow. Nobody can seem to figure out where they're doing this from. So anyway, this journalist, my cousin's wife, is investigating them. And I begged her. I said, if you ever get a breaking story, please, would you come on the podcast and share about this? Because I think I would love to break story, you know, that wide open. Awesome. So, okay.
Let's segue into that. We'll mention we have three human trafficking episodes. Episode number 27 with Elizabeth Quiros, episode number 33 with Susanna Cardo, and episode number 52 with Caroline Pugh Roberts. So, and those were all very good episodes, and we've had a little bit harder time getting, I think, the human trafficking people to come on. I think there's a little bit more threat to bodily harm or death in those situations.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I think there's a lot more fear, I think, involved. So brave of all of those guests to come on and share their stories. And I will make that one of my goals for this coming year, is to try to get more human trafficking survivors to come on as well.
And if somebody's listening who is a survivor of human trafficking and you would like to tell your story, but you're nervous, and we understand it, like yes. Melody just said, you know, coming on openly and admitting what happened to you and could be harmful to your health, we will do everything in our power to make you anonymous. Of course, we'll change your voice. We can do no video. We can...
Yes.
obviously change your name. So if you were involved in human trafficking or you know about human trafficking, maybe you're a DA, you're a lawyer or something, we would love to have you on too, so we can kind of get more human trafficking stories into the podcast.
Certainly. Yeah. Reach out to us for sure. So from there, I'll go to one of my favorite moments, which we did just talk about in, I think, one of the more recent episodes. But if you remember in episode number 6, Mandy from the ex-Potter's house talked about how excited she was to be able to go to a music concert night. It was specifically Kane Brown, which yep. I like him. So I just, that was one of my favorite moments, is how excited she was about that, because it's something so simple and normal, but it was something she was deprived of in her cult. And so I would say that was a favorite moment, not necessarily a favorite episode, although a good episode as well. So episode number 6.
So listening to cult survivors that when they come out and are exposed to the real world, and they've missed out on the internet, they've missed out on cell phones, they've missed out on watching TV, something that we take for granted. She missed out, and just like Melody said, on concerts. I remember one of our guests, it might have been her, who got to see a movie for the first time in her life in her 30s. She went 30 years without ever seeing a movie on the silver screen. That's what they used to call it, the movie theaters. Yes. And I found that very touching.
I do think that was her too. Yeah. She didn't know what her favorite movies were, or even what her favorite genre of movies were, because it was something she wasn't exposed to.
And that warms my heart to hear somebody, because, and Melody, you can talk about this a little bit if you'd like, when people are in cults, they're told that when they leave, that they're going to die. They're going to hell. They're going down a dark path. They're going to get cancer. They're going to get hit by a car, and it scares the crap out of them. And they're afraid to leave.
And the threat is different for each cult, right? I mean, there may be multiple threats in one cult. So yes, but yes, that is absolutely
so
true.
So when we hear somebody that leaves a cult and they go out and experience something wonderful, like a concert or maybe a movie, or they get to, here's one that we didn't talk about, is they get to choose a romantic mate on their own, because many cults are arranged marriages, especially the ones that groom the children, adolescents, from a young age. So when women or men get out and they get to, remember the episode of the gentleman who was gay, but he got into a cult, the Muslim cult, and they asked him to marry a woman so he could kind of fit in. But his lifestyle, his true self was he was gay. But he did what the leader asked him to do. So, you know, when he got out, now he's with his husband and he's happy and he's living his life. And just to hear those kind of stories makes it all worth the while. And I'm going to say this on Saturdays or Friday nights when I have to get an episode put together. So, you know, Melody puts all the cover art together and she puts the promos together. And we have a platform called RSS.com, and that's our distributor. And that's where I upload all the audio, where it gets distributed. And that's where Melody does most of the work. She gets all those episodes ready to go. My job is just to edit the episode and upload it to RSS. And I forget where I was going with that. But when I release that episode, it's such a relief. It's a labor of love. It's a lot of work. But when I hit that schedule button, in other words, I'm scheduling the episode to drop on a Sunday morning. So folks, you know, we drop our episodes every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Although last Sunday I was a little late, and thanks to Melody, she got it out there. So I forgot to schedule it. It's a labor.
I was a little hesitant because I didn't know if you didn't drop it for a reason. I'm like, I hope there's not something he didn't finish editing.
Melody.
It worked out.
Just call me.
My thought was, if it's something that he still needs to edit, he can still go in there and edit and just re-release it, right? That was my thought. I'm like, so next time I'll just do it.
just call me and just say, because I was up and I was just in my own world. Some people are morning people, you know, and that's why I schedule them to drop on their own, so I don't have to remember at 5:30 in the morning.
Right, exactly.
Something happened last weekend, I forget, but that I just didn't, it was ready to go, it just wasn't scheduled. So, okay, can I talk about we got about 15 minutes left. Well, I just want
to. Before you do, I just want to drop real quick for anybody who wants to talk or wants to go listen to the episode that Andrew's talking about, the gay man who married a woman in his cult. That is episode number 20 or 55. T. Brown, Carbondale Sufis was the cult. If you're interested in going and watching that episode. Now go ahead, Andrew.
And I'm generally happy for him just listening and not to spoil the episode if you haven't listened to it, but he did marry somebody and they had a child together. So he did get something out of the marriage. He has a child. And that may not have happened if he didn't join the cult. So something good or positive came out of that. So, yeah, I was going to follow that up with not all survivors have terrible endings. Some of, as a matter of fact, I think the majority of our stories always had a happy ending. There were one or two that were still struggling at the end, like through their deconstruction process. Yes. But most of them have had many years to deconstruct and stabilize their life. And the one that I'm going to mention now is, and I should have wrote down her last name, is Naomi Schwarzenberger. Is that how her last name is?
Schwartz and Truber.
Schwartz and Truber. Okay. That was episode number 14?
29.
Okay. I tried. 29. That was the episode. Naomi was an Amish woman. She was born and raised in the Amish community. And around the age of 16 or 17, she ran away. And that's where her story begins. Well, the story begins in the Amish. But her getting out of the Amish, and she ended up within a couple of months, I think it was 3 to 6 months, she found herself stripping, at gentlemen's clubs. And it then turned into alcohol and drug abuse. And then it turned into prostitution. And the story got dark. And she pulled herself together, got out of the drug and alcohol world. I think she stopped stripping, and she ended up having a child at the age of 41. I think her child was 3 when we did the interview, and she was 43. So it made it like 41 when she had her child, and she's doing fantastic today. And then she wrote a book about it, and the name of the book, and I have it right here, and unfortunately, we're not doing video. We can't do video tonight, but it is called The Amazing Adventures of an Amish Stripper, an Erotic Memoir. And Naomi signed it and sent Melody and I both a copy of the book. And so I want to thank Naomi personally.
Yes.
We should let her know that we're doing this episode. Yes, that episode was very, very heartwarming for me. I don't want people to think that I got all excited because she became a stripper. I abhor strip clubs. I just don't believe in them. I mean, have I been to them in my day? Yes, but it's not my thing. So when she told that story, and I don't think Melody told me, if I'm not mistaken, I think when I heard that that's where her path went, I was shocked. Like I was like, it came out of left field. But here's the part that I for the first time. So Melody is the cult survivor, right? So she can relate. She can identify with many of the guests. I can't. That was one of the few guests or only guests that I could identify with because she was addicted or drawn into the world of alcohol, cocaine, and crack. And that's where I was. I'm in recovery, for those who don't know. I have 10 years sobriety. And I was in the world of cocaine, crack, and alcohol myself. So to know how that Naomi got out of that world, and she's now living with her daughter somewhere and doing very well. I was very happy with that episode. And that one touched me a little bit more.
And if you want to find more, I found Naomi on TikTok, but she's also on Instagram, both under the name of Amish Inspiration. She's got a very big presence online with that. And she has tons of videos of her in her Amish gear, in her Amish garb. She talks about her growing up, and she explains about the way that she grew up and how the Amish do certain things. Very entertaining platforms, social media platforms that she has available as well.
And I listened to the episode last night and this morning because I wanted to refresh my memory. It was one of the episodes where there was some joyful moments and laughter in it. And two things that I got out of it, which was very odd. At the very end, I remembered that the week before, because we did this during the outro, it might have been the week after. So Melody and I do an outro for every episode. We talk about for about three to five minutes about the episode. There was a episode of Longmire, which is a television show on Netflix. And yeah, Mel, you might not remember this. There was an episode of an Amish stripper who got out of the Amish community and went to Las Vegas, started stripping, but she was killed or murdered.
Yes.
And I couldn't believe the coincidence that within 2 weeks, I was interviewing an Amish woman who ended up stripping. And then I saw a television show about it. And the two words that you would never put in the same sentence is Amish and stripper, right?
Yes.
And then I did it inside 2 weeks. So it was really astounding that.
Yeah.
And we never found out. I wanted to ask her, and maybe one day we will, did Hollywood or the producers of Longmire contact her? Maybe this story was inspired by her story because she does have a book out. So I'd be curious to know that. That's something we never followed up on.
No, we didn't. Yes, we appreciate Naomi so much. She did do an excellent job telling her story. I do want to mention... I want to give a special shout out to a couple other guests, specifically Ari Sherwood, who now has her own podcast called Dissolution. Yes. And also a shout out to Richard I'm going to screw up his name again. Kiers. Who both actually took part in our live event for Cult Awareness Day. That's why I'm going to give them a special shout out because Ari had a two-part episode. She was in a doomsday cult with a self-proclaimed shaman as the leader that she was married to. Her two-part episode is episodes number 8 and 15. Really unique story, very different because it was a very small cult. And then Richard was part of the move and he grew up isolated, actually somewhat similar to the Amish where he was isolated from the world. And he left as a teenager. I believe he was about 14 or 16, somewhere in there when he left. But both of those two took part in our live event. So I wanted to just give them each a special thanks for that and a shout out. And Richard has a support group on Facebook as well called Silent Voices if you want to check that out. So I just wanted to give them a special shout out. And should I mention two of my two other favorites?
Sure.
Two other favorites.
You do that. And I just remember one other episode that we should highlight. But go ahead. Finish your...
No, you go ahead and I'll go
well, ahead. I don't know if one of you might have picked one of them. Is the Children of God, the two-part series we just did?
No, I didn't. That was not one of my favorites. But I do have it written down to talk about them. But we do want to give them a good shout out too.
Yes. The Children of God were 5 or 6 siblings. I forget exactly because they rotated in and out over the course of almost a 2-hour recording. They were all around the country. Two of them were in Hawaii. They were literally spread out throughout the country. And it was a couple of weeks of scheduling to get all 6 of them to sit in front of a computer for 2 hours to come together again as a family. I think there were 8 siblings altogether. 2 couldn't make it.
I think there were 7. And okay. Only 5 made it. Canceled that last minute. We were supposed to have 6 on, but 1 canceled and then they switched out in between. But if you want to hear their episodes, that's episode number 61 and 62. And those were really unique episodes and it's a 2-part, but it was good.
Yeah. I have to put that in my top 5 too, because that was not only a labor of love because it was a 2-parter and a lot of editing, but I enjoyed the fact that we were able to. And of course, I think Melody, you found them for them to come on and share their story. Some of them are in their 30s and 40s now, but so they talked about their growing up at 8. Some of them were 6, 8, 10, 12 when they left, but the older ones were still, they were in their teenage years, and it was just fascinating to hear how 5 or 7 or 6, whatever it was, siblings come on and relive their childhood in a cult. It was just fascinating. So, okay, it I'm was. Done.
And they're on TikTok as well. If you want to find them, they're under Children of God _ the number 07. So, and they share more parts of their story on their TikTok channel if you want to go check them out. This is not necessarily some of my favorite episodes, but I do want to give this specific cult recognition, I guess I'll say. The Seventh-day Adventists, we did have 3 different interviews with Seventh-day Adventists. So number 35 with Heidi Odell, which I want to give her props because
yes,
her episode was our most downloaded episode of the year. So of our whole, of all time. So she had the most downloads of anyone. So she did a really good job. And then also Melissa Doogie Spears, which her episode is number 41. And then we actually don't have, the third one has not been released yet. It's going to be released in a few weeks, but, and it's another woman named Elisa, but she also shares her story with Seventh-day Adventist. So just specifically because we had 3 episodes, I thought we should mention that one because that's significant. There's not a lot of them that we did 3 episodes on.
And I'd like to mention the fact that you just said it'll be released in a few weeks, just to give the audience an idea of how well. And I'm not gloating here. I just want them to understand how thankful we are for you. We have I gotta be careful when I choose my words. How backed up are we? Like we have 2 months of episodes.
Right now it's actually down to 6 weeks because we
6 weeks. Okay.
I kind of backed off on recruiting so we could take a little bit of a break because we do have so many in the can right now that we had the ability to do that.
But basically, there's like a waiting list to get on our podcast, which is what I'm trying to say. People, I don't want to say lining up, but there are many, many, many people that are interested in coming on, and we had to actually put a pause on it for a while.
Yes, because we were getting too many.
I'm going away. Yeah, literally. And because I'm running 2 other podcasts, I have to keep, although Melody has a great, she keeps a spreadsheet of all the guests. If it wasn't for that spreadsheet, I'd be completely lost. But on that spreadsheet is the name of all of our guests, when they were recorded, and when they're due to be released, and any notes that I need to know about. So just to give you an idea that we have many, many more episodes to come. And when Melody starts recruiting again, we're probably going to be booked for the summer.
There we go. Yeah, I'm sure we will be. So,
but I am going away for the second week in May. I'm going to take a well-deserved vacation.
Yes.
But there'll be no pause in the episode. There'll be an episode that week. If I have to sit on the beach in Florida and do it, I will.
Well, hopefully you can get it done ahead of time so you don't have to work too much on
that's my plan.
Andrew.
Yeah. Well, but you know what? But that's why I'm going away. I work a full-time job and then I come home and I do podcasting all night and it's burning me out. And I'm not blaming the podcast. Just I took on more than I could chew. So if I'm going to go away and do any work, I'm going to work on a podcast because that's where my passion is. And there's nothing more. I'm not a book reader. And I can listen to music anytime. So if I can sit on the beach with my iPad, and what I think a lot of people may not understand about podcasting, it's not as simple as like, okay, on Tuesday night, we're going to record an episode, and on Sunday, we're going to edit it and drop it. There is so much work that goes into this. It's the recruiting. It's the, like Melody goes out on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook and looks for the guests. Yeah. It's getting, you know, and sometimes she'll contact a guest and say, would you like to come on? And of course, they're afraid to, and I don't mean that in a bad way. They're cautious about it and they have to think about it. So we have to circle back with them in a month or two and then they come forward. And recently we had somebody that did do a recording and then came back to us a month later and said, I don't want you to publish it. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes here.
Yes.
And of course, like Melody mentioned, there's a couple of times we had some cease and desist letters coming from lawyers. What was the cult that tried to intimidate us?
That was the message. William Branham, actually.
Yeah, the William Branham cult.
They tried to intimidate our guest, which was Brianna Brown, episode number 48.
Right.
But we actually interviewed 2 people from that
we
cult.
We prevailed.
Do a quick shout out to her as well. Episode number 10, Rebecca was from the same cult, The Message. So those are the 2, but yes, but they backed down. I think it was an idle threat basically is what it boiled down to. And so, yeah, so that was notable for sure. The other thing I'll mention too is the Mormons had opposites. We had three different episodes. Episode number 43 with Vina. Episode number 53 with Kate Kendrick, who also started her own podcast called An Exmo and a Nevermo Walk Into a Bar. And then episode number 60 with Eskel Grant, which is a Mormon offshoot. He's part of the Order or the Kingston Clan. Another really good episode.
Yes. Excellent episode.
Yeah. Needed some recognition. The Mormon community that has been part of our podcast as well. But I'm going to mention that since we mentioned Brianna Brown, she was actually marked as one of my favorites because I follow her. I'm friends with her on Facebook, and she's still just doing so much growing, and I'm still seeing her develop. And it's so fun to watch her just enjoying her life now. And so I did really enjoy her episode. And then one of my other favorites that I marked down that we haven't talked about yet, Andrew, is episode number 36 with Carol Murchison, who was a cult lawyer expert.
Yes.
It was a very unique episode, but we cannot forget to mention that one because it was such a unique episode. And she gave us a lot of hope that the legal world is moving in the right direction towards trying to create laws about coercion and all of this stuff so that these cult leaders and people that are abusing people in these organizations can be held accountable, which, you know, is a big part of our mission.
And what is the first question, or what is the question that I am constantly asking? Of course, I've kind of backed off it now, but
yes,
it is, why isn't law enforcement getting involved? And it started with the Twin Flames, and Carol answered that question finally for us. There's either not enough cult members coming forward, there's many DAs that just don't have either the time or the money to go after some of these cults. She had a whole list of reasons why many cults are not prosecuted. And we know that all the pedophiles and all the nasty narcissists and criminally insane people that run these cults are getting away with this stuff. And it just boggles my mind why law enforcement just can't clamp down on it. Now, of course, let's mention the Luz Amundo, the apostle there, is doing 18 years or something behind bars.
Yes.
There's was it Warren Jeffs? Warren Jeffries Jeffs. Or something?
FLDS, yep. Yep.
So there are many cult leaders that have either been passed on or they're doing jail time now. But it boggled my mind.
Herbal LeBaron also ended up in prison.
Yes.
We just covered that one because we did the documentary on the Daughters of the Cult. But yes, he ended up in prison.
But Carol helped explain why it's so difficult and not as easy. Like, I couldn't understand why they can't, because I know that if I did one of the heinous things that these cults did, you know, I'd be in jail for 25 years. And I'm like, why are these, you know, not that I want to do it, but why are they not getting prosecuted? And Carol laid it out pretty well for us. So
yes, she did. She did a good job explaining that. So I think we're going to end with me. Just, I do have to thank, especially since all of them I know personally, we've done a total of 5 recordings for the House of Yahweh ex-members, but we've only aired 4. Of course, we have my story, which is episode number 2. And then we have episode number 40 with ex-member Harry. And then we have episode number 51, Leanne Walker. And then episode number 59 with Jamie Comier. And the episode that actually will release next week, this coming Sunday, is Brandon Solo's episode. He's also an author, but he's an ex-member of the House of Yahweh as well. So we'll end with that. Unless you have something else, Andrew, I think we're getting down to the wire here.
We'll close with our usual closing, which the audience will recognize.
Yes.
But the House of Yahweh is one of the largest, or if not the largest, doomsday cult in the world, or in at least in America. And, you know, that's Melody's ex-cult. And every time we do an episode with one of their ex-members, even though I know Melody's story, I learn something new every episode we do with a House of Yahweh ex-member. And it's just, that's one of the cults that I'm like, how are they still around? I just don't get it. I don't understand.
Especially since the leader's dead, which is another one that you think when the leader dies that the cult just dissolves, but that isn't necessarily the case. And if you do want more information on a lot of the details of some of the strange teachings about the House of Yahweh, I do a deeper dive on social media platforms. I post them on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. So if you want to learn more about the House of Yahweh and some of their strange teachings, you can go check that out as well. But I I want to thank Andrew for all the work he's done on the podcast too. He's given me props. I'm going to give him props. He's done a lot of work and he's learned a lot. I've seen Andrew grow and even actually use some of the terms in some of the other episodes, which has just been fun. It's been fun to watch him learn the terms and then use them appropriately in the middle of an episode. We're like, yeah, Andrew's figuring it out. So,
BMO. Yeah.
Exactly. Now Andrew can use these terms in other episodes. So thank you to Andrew and thank you to each and every one of you for listening and tuning into Cultimatum. And as always, your support is greatly, greatly appreciated. And if you enjoyed this bonus episode, if you could just take a moment to give us a rating and a review, especially on platforms such as Apple and Spotify, it really does help us out. It just takes a second to click that 5-star button and we do appreciate it so much. Don't forget to follow, share, and keep listening to all of our latest episodes as well.
And of course, you can connect with us by joining our Facebook group, Cultimatum Podcast, where we dive deeper into these important topics. And they are important.
Yes. And you also get notified of new episodes on there as well. And you can find us on additional social media platforms as well, including Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, and Threads. Oh, and TikTok.
And we did cover this a little bit, but if you have a personal story or experience with cults or human trafficking, I think that's what we asked for.
Yes.
If you'd like to share your story, please reach out to us at cultimatumpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can find either Andrew or I on the Facebook group, and you can private message us as well. And if you are an ex-cult member in need of additional support, you can consider joining the Cult Escape and Recovery group on Facebook.
And of course, I couldn't end any episode without promoting my other two podcasts. So there is the Digital Dating Podcast. So if you're single or getting out of a marriage or thinking of getting out of either, and or you're involved in a toxic relationship and you need help, head over to Digital Dating, also available everywhere you hear Cultimatum. And I've recently launched another podcast called The Weekend Rant, where I get to go on and blow off some steam. And it's kind of fun. Some weeks it's, I kind of poke fun at some things, but other weeks I'm really pissed off at something. Really go off. So check out The Weekend Rant. It's now also available where you hear this podcast and Digital Dating. And here comes something really important, folks. This producing these podcasts costs money. They're not free. All of the software, the technology, the hardware, forget the time and labor, just the financial end of it costs money.
The equipment, and, yes, the Canva, all of that stuff, yes.
Oh, all the software that we subscribe to, yep. It costs money. And we're holding off on sponsorships, but believe it or not, we're eligible for sponsorship at this point. And you're probably going to hear, it's coming soon. We're going to start to hear sponsors. But if we had more donations from you, maybe we could hold off a little longer. We're not here to make money. We're here to help those advocate for the survivors and tell their stories. But if we could at least break even on some of the costs and cost,
it would be helpful.
Yeah. So in our show notes is a little link called Buy Us a Cup of Coffee. And all you have to do is click on that. And with Venmo or PayPal, or I think there's many different ways, Cash App, whatever, you can donate to the show. But if you think, well, what is a dollar going to help? Believe me, we have over 10,000 downloads. If half of you donated a dollar, it would cover the cost, So we ask you, and I know times are tough. We have somebody in the White House that's making our life miserable. But a dollar or two will go a long way. So we do plead with you to try to donate something to us. So, and Melody, as always.
And as always, stay safe, stay informed, and remember, you are not alone.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Really appreciate it. Thank you.